More mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.
Actually, I have it. Hold on. I have it. I have it right here. This is my little lunch bag.
Oh, as long as it's sealed, you got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, you know, it's all right. I put it in the fridge now, yeah. But I was just worried it was just going to... I would accidentally bonk it or something.
If you're just swinging it around like nobody's business, then it might break.
I don't know about you, man. When I was a kid, I used to have a lunch bag like that. I would, like, whip it around and swing it in circles.
Well, see, I had a lunch box when I was a kid.
So like the aluminum stuff?
Well, not aluminum, but, like, the big plastic ones. I had a Muppet Show lunchbox. I had a Transformers lunchbox at one point, but they might have done some damage if I'd been swinging them around. I might have bonked someone in the head by accident.
Yeah, commit crimes as a student just for swinging your lunchbox around.
Fox FM's Eddie Q is more than just a guy on the radio. He's also... that's just about it.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Oh, it was a full house in the show lounge at the Payne and Hag Casino. We had a great crowd on hand. Everyone was playing well. You know, the band sounded great, and it was just a really good time. It's funny, I was saying last night, sometimes we'll rehearse, and we can be a bit ragged. Yeah. You know, sometimes while we're getting things together, it doesn't always sound its best. But we have a way of when we get on stage and we play, we just... Everything clicks and we always sound really good.
You just synchronize. Yeah. And yeah, I'm looking at some of the photos you took. My God, that is full.
Yeah.
The crowd, that's pretty sweet, man. And of course, you play the trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys were playing quite a bunch of different songs, different artists. I remember I was chatting with Larry and he said there's pretty much a song for everyone. You know, you guys are covering rock, pop, classical.
Yeah, we were playing everything from Frank Sinatra tunes to Coldplay to Adele to Earth, Wind and Fire and kind of everything in between.
Yeah. I noticed that you wrote a whole blog about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to check it out, by the way, if you're listening right now, go to foxfmonline.ca. Reader also did link the blog to X and also Facebook. So make sure to check it out there. And hey, if you ended up going, let us know how it was.
Mm-hmm.
If you took some photos... Send them over 306-783-3699, call or text.
Eddie, Q, and Reader have a simple request.
In a world where you can be anything, just be kind.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Just a few days away until we finally hit May.
Mm-hmm.
And wanted to know if you started to springify your vehicles. Or well, summerfy it.
I've given it the first wash of spring. That's about it.
Yeah, I get that as well. It was a few months, and then I finally popped it into the car wash, got it done. Also, the interior. There was so much, like, dirt on the carpets and stuff, right? So I got it all vacuumed out, cleaned out, etc. But just yesterday, I finally got my all-season tires put on, got the winters off.
Mm.
I got a new oil change, got some filters done as well. You know, I already have my summertime fluid, and then I'm going to take off the old rubber mats. I use those for the winter, and I put the little cushy carpet ones for my feet.
Oh, yeah. So you clean your car a lot more than I do. My interior gets done maybe once a year.
I clean my car more than I clean my room.
Ah.
Like, it's pretty weird. I don't know why, but I'm just obsessed with having my car clean more than my own space.
I still have to flip my tires over. I just haven't had a chance to get home to the farm for a few weeks to do it. I was home at Easter, but it was still kind of snowy and not
that's
the best
the
then. So I didn't change them then, but... I have a week off coming up in a couple of weeks, so then I can go home.
Like, you're driving around town for a bit. It's not like you're going to chew up your tires.
No,
home, you know?
Except once I get out on the highway and go and take a little extended trip on the road, that'll do a little more work on them.
Yeah, exactly. It's prairies. You don't know if you should do it now or wait. So that's why we wanted to know. Did you already springify your vehicle? Give us a call or a text at 306-783-3699 or just comment below on the video that we posted on Facebook, Instagram, and on X.
Reader eats so much Cheese Whiz, Kraft sent a thank you for putting their kids through college.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
That's about as south as you can get.
Apparently, there's a volcano there that shoots about $6,000 worth of gold a day.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Erebus, I believe, is what it's called. And okay. Yeah, it shoots about 80 grams of gold specks within its lava content a day.
Except I'm looking at how they describe this.
Yeah.
These little pieces, these little tiny crystals of metallic gold, they're no larger than 20 micrometers.
Oh my God, that's impossible to find.
How do you find them?
That's a good question. Gold panning?
Does gold stick to a magnet? Can you just put a little magnet on a stick and go around and pick it up?
You can do the old gold rush days where you take a gold pan and you wash it with some dirt.
It's gold. It's gold. You ain't going to get my claim.
Oh, my God. That is pretty crazy. So I did the math. Even though it's like specks of dust or gold dust, $6,000 a day equates to about $2.2 million a year in gold that it's just shooting all out.
So does that mean we're going to have a gold rush in Antarctica with a bunch of people going down and ruining Antarctica looking for gold?
I was
going
to say, you know the show Gold Rush? Just have that Antarctica edition.
Bring your parka.
Eddie Q is the type of guy to make bad jokes on the air, but will never say it in person.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I believe it was just over a week ago we were talking about how the Swan Valley Stampeders, they were looking for help when it comes to volunteers and people joining their board.
That's right. Last week they were sounding the alarm that the team might have been at risk of folding not because of financial reasons, but as you mentioned, because there were just not enough volunteers helping to serve on the board and in volunteer capacities. So they were putting out the word they needed people to step up, and the Swan Valley responded.
Yeah, so they actually are doing well now. They said that they're happy to announce that they have commitments to fill for the 6 currently vacant board seats, and they also have several interested parties ready to step up and fill the other 4 seats that will become available after the AGM.
That's right, and that's going to be coming up in June, but the great thing is that means the Swan Valley Stampeders can move forward business as usual. The team will be going in the upcoming season, ready to roll, and they'll be able to get back on the ice and just we do what they do best.
Exactly. And honestly, that's what keeps something like these teams up. It's people volunteering, people willing to take the extra time to be a board member and help out with the team.
And that's such a big thing, you know, when it comes to volunteering, not just junior hockey teams, but minor hockey teams or all kinds of community organizations, service groups, from the Kinsmen to the Lions to dance organizations, yeah, and people helping out with that. And, you know, all sorts of activities that, you know, you need people to just kind of lend a helping hand to.
That's last week we were highlighting the fact that it was National Volunteer Week, yeah, and volunteering really, really helps. So
it's such a big difference.
Absolutely. So very, very great news to see that the Stampeders are doing well, and we look forward to next season.
Yeah, and if you are interested in volunteering with the Stamps, you can call or text Danielle Gordon-Broom at 204-281-2082, and you can also go to the website stampedershockey.com, and you can register using the online sign up form there. It's so easy to do.
Some people dream of winning $1 million. Reader, he just wants a puppy.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Heinz, we're calling you because you're the winner of the VIP package.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to get the whole shebang. A pair of tickets to the country kickoff party on Friday night, 2 tickets to the show and expo itself, a pair of tickets to the banquet in St. Mary's Cultural Center on Saturday night. You'll get all kinds of swag. It's going to be just a fantastic weekend.
Well, awesome. I better cancel everything else I had planned for the weekend.
You said you haven't went before in the past, right?
That's right.
Oh, this is the first time you're going. You're getting the whole VIP treatment, too. So
awesome.
Once again, congratulations,
Heinz. Thank you much, guys. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. We hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
All right.
You
bet. Take care, Heinz.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, big shout out to Heinz Wanders for winning that VIP package to the Parkland Outdoor Show and Expo. Seems really excited, especially for his first time, you know?
Yeah, there's going to be so much to see and experience, whether you're into hunting or fishing or whatever you like to do outdoors. Yeah. there's so much to see, whether it comes to gear, whether you got the pros there giving you tips to help make your experience even better.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so much to check out. He's going to have a blast.
Well, not just that. I mean, you got that country kickoff as well, mm-hmm. with Doc Walker and Jason McCoy.
It's the banquet Saturday night.
It's going to be super cool. So congratulations, Hines. And if you still plan on going, make sure to grab yourself some tickets. Thanks to everyone else who entered this week.
Eddie's a coffee connoisseur, while Reader doesn't touch the stuff.
More coffee for Eddie.
Fox FM.
I posted a video on our socials at More Fox FM asking if you've already springified your vehicles. I just started to do that yesterday with a new oil change, put my summer tires on, etc. I got a few answers actually from you guys. Carol said, no, haven't started yet. I'll get my winter tires changed on in the next couple of weeks. But she keeps the snow brush in her car all year round. It's not a bad idea. Some of them even have a squeegee attachment, which can help in the rain. I just hate things taking up space in my car, so I'll just put it away. Q says, haven't started her SUV, but she put all weather tires on last year in November, so she doesn't really have to rotate it. Clean it up and clean it out. Yes, is a must. And then Angela says, no, that's stuff to do after tax season. 100% agree on that. Every time people get their tax bills, it's like, all right, time to get all the work done on my car that I need to get done for the spring. So if you want to leave a comment, go to our Facebook page, X, or even on Instagram as well, at MoreFoxFM, and drop a comment.
More mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.